Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We got an email from a guy who says this might be the most horrifying thing to ever happen on a first date.
Whoa. That's intense.
Yeah, it is.
That's a big promise to make for one of these. So, I don't know, did he accidentally go to a boy band concert? Or did his vanilla latte have soy milk instead of almond milk?
No.
I mean, I could only imagine if that happened to me. It'd take me years to get over it and be open to dating again.
Yeah.
But makes sense.
We'll see what it is with one of our listeners named Andrew. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing all right. I'm really grateful that you guys are so willing to help me.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like you're working against destiny right now.
Possibly. I'm open to you telling me the truth.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So what's the name of the woman that you want to call today? Is her name Destiny?
Her name is Caroline.
Oh, Caroline.
Close, Jeffrey. Very
Almost.
Close. How'd you meet her? How'd you meet Caroline?
We met at a barbecue through mutual friends. We were hanging out. It's a nice little barbecue. And she's just a lovely person. I mean, first time I saw her, like, I couldn't put my finger on it, but she kind of looked like the sister of a celebrity, you know? Like, she had, like...
Did you?
That is a funny thing. I've never heard anyone use that before.
Did you tell her that?
I kept that to myself because I didn't want to make her feel self-conscious in any way, you know?
Yeah.
But
Whoa, you look like Jennifer Aniston's sister. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So is this the date? Yeah. Is the barbecue the
date? No. So we hit it off there. We wound up exchanging numbers.
Where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
We went to one of my favorite restaurants here in town. It's Italian.
Nice.
My family is friends with the owners.
Ooh, humble brag.
Yeah, I know, right?
I just want to throw that in
I know
there.
The chef.
No, I pay for my check. I'm not going in there trying to get a bunch of free stuff.
Okay, good.
Okay, so how was dinner?
Dinner was great, but the story kind of got a little uncomfortable on the way to dinner.
Oh, okay.
So I picked her up, and on the way to dinner... We were stopped at a four-way stoplight, and out of nowhere comes this gigantic truck that blew through the stop sign and literally almost
died.
It could have been really, really bad. Yeah.
Oh,
but there was no accident. It didn't happen.
Luckily, there was no accident.
Oh, that's
terrifying, dude.
Yeah, and in the terror and the excitement of the moment, I peed myself a little bit.
For real?
What's a little bit?
A lot of it.
Oh, no.
Please tell me you were in, like, black pants or something. You wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah, I was wearing dark pants, but it was a little chilly outside, and I had the car kind of warmed up for both of us, so I had my seat heater.
I hate to break this
to you. Wait, are you saying that it stunk?
Yeah, I think it probably created a bit of an aroma.
Oh.
The good news was we got out unscathed. We got to the restaurant. I got our table right away, which is a great sign. It was a busy restaurant. We walked right in.
Good that it was busy.
I don't think this is good. Why wouldn't you just say, you know what? I'm really shaken by that. Can we do this another time?
Because men don't get shaken, Brooke.
Yeah.
He literally just peed his pants.
Yeah,
I mean,
men finish the date, wet pants and all.
Thank you, my God. Jeffrey.
Go home is what I'm saying.
No, he's going hard.
My pants were actually not that wet. So it was mostly my underwear that took in the brunt of the...
It was a piddle. I get it.
Or it's an extra absorbent underwear.
Ooh, yeah. What's the brand?
And I know that they have, like, scented baby powder in the men's room. So, like, I made a beeline right for the restroom.
Nice.
And so what I did was I went to the stall. I took my pants off. I took my underwear off. And I asked the attendant to ask the busboy for a doggy bag for me.
What?
Why wouldn't you just throw them away? You're going to put the dirty underwear in a doggy bag?
Yeah. No. These are my lucky underwear.
Because you put them on for the date. Oh, my God.
Clearly, they're lucky. You almost died.
Oh, that's funny.
But I get that. I have a pair of lucky underwear.
So
I would, like, even if I soiled it, I would not part with it.
What?
I feel the same, bro.
This is a thing.
Yeah. Anytime I have a big show coming up, I wear my lucky
You should try
underwear.
Moving on from the Costco pack of 20 granny panties, Brooke. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. But anyway.
She's wearing anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Andrew, you saved your underwear, and then you went back to the date?
Yes. So I got the underwear in the doggy bag. I go back to the table. Everything was totally fine. We had a great time. It was amazing. And then, you know, we didn't finish our food, so we got some of it packed up. We drove home. Oh, there was never a mention of any of it. But when I drop her off at her house, she took the wrong doggy bag.
Oh, no.
Good Lord.
Yeah, one of them had the food and one of them had my lucky underwear. So.
Did you know it at the time?
I didn't know it until I was on my way, driving away, and I called her. She didn't answer.
Oh, no.
So I pulled over, and I texted, "Whatever you do, Caroline, do not open the doggy bag."
Oh, no. They had your pee panties in them.
So of course, she's going to open that.
Yeah.
Dude, has she called you back? Have you heard anything? Or did she pass out from the smell?
I haven't heard a thing.
You are a mess.
Dude, this is bad.
You've given us a challenge today, Andrew, and you know what? We're going to rise to the challenge.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
You have to.
At the very least, I need my lucky underwear back.
Okay.
It's a reconnaissance mission, if nothing else.
I could be collateral in this, but...
We don't have to lead with that.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll save it, but first we'll play a song, we'll come back, we'll call Caroline, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, young love. So much beauty in it. There's laughter, the gorgeous weather, and the scent of urine wafting through the air.
Gross!
And that's what we're talking about today with a guy named Andrew. And I'm being serious about the urine. It was wafting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
But it was not his fault. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Andrew?
What?
Yeah!
You peed yourself,
yeah, but it
bro.
Wasn't his fault. I will back him on that one. Not his fault.
Because while Andrew was driving to the restaurant, he had a near accident with a truck, which frightened him, and it forced a little bit of urine to come out. But the weird part of the night was that at the very end of the evening, his date, Caroline, took out a doggy bag of what she thought was her leftover food, but it actually had Andrew's soiled underwear inside of it.
Oh!
Sorry, his lucky soiled underwear.
Yeah.
He didn't throw it away because it is his lucky pair. Now, Andrew, when we call Caroline, I just want you to know I'm not going to mention the underwear thing.
What? You have to.
No.
Yeah, she opened the doggy bag. It was at her house.
We don't know if she's opened it yet. She just took the doggy bag in, and it's not our place to do that. We've gotten in trouble before for oversharing on these second dates and revealing something that they didn't know about.
I'm sorry. You really think she didn't open it? She could smell it. He was acting weird.
And
when someone says, all caps, do not open that no matter what, you have to. Your
Absolutely.
Curiosity will
Absolutely.
Kill you.
You were under contract to open it
Just
at that
a
point.
Peek.
Yes.
Just a peek.
I'm not going to mention it, okay, Andrew? Oh. Because you know what? You and I have something called trust. And I know that Brooke and Jose may not trust you or trust Caroline, but I do.
Yeah, I think we did bond on the lucky underwear topic.
Yeah.
Okay. You and Jeffrey did.
Here's the thing, Andrew. You went wrong the first time by not aborting the date once you peed yourself, okay? Now you just have to lay it all out there. She's going to understand.
I was actually trying to own up to it that night, but she didn't answer any of my calls or texts.
Oh, that's right.
So whatever you guys can do to help me is great.
Okay, right. Well, let's dial her phone number right now and see if we can get you your second date update. You ready?
Yeah, I won't say anything.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
You will have to say something eventually. But...
Yeah.
You just let me know when I can, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I give you permission. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Caroline, please?
This is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk with us?
Sorry, wait, what?
I'm from a radio show that's called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're calling you today because we're doing something called a second date update.
Okay.
And now you're on it, too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
It's fun. We just try to have a good time.
Yeah. If you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll get in touch with them for you to figure out the reason why. And so the guy that wants to get in touch with you, his name is Andrew.
And
Andrew told us a little bit about your date that night when you went to the Italian restaurant, and he thought he had a really good time with you and that you guys connected, but he isn't 100% sure why you're not calling him back, and he'd like to get an answer on that.
Okay, well, at the start, I thought that he seemed like a good guy.
You're talking about at the barbecue where you met?
Yeah, he seemed nice at the barbecue, but Now I think that maybe he was a different sort of guy than what my first impression was.
Yeah. Really? Did he do something? It sounds like you think he's a bad dude now. Is that, am I reading that right?
I guess I just had like a gut feeling, and then something later like kind of proved that to be true.
Okay. Can you elaborate?
He tried to do this really weird like sexual thing to me.
Whoa.
When?
Well, he wasn't like present.
Okay.
When I came home, he had given me a bag like with his T-Rex underwear in it.
Oh no. Did you say T-Rex?
Yeah, they had like little T-Rexes on them.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's okay.
Awesome.
That is so embarrassing.
Cool.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, it was just creepy. Like, I didn't...
Yeah.
I don't know what he did with them or, like, in them.
Yeah.
So they, like, kind of smelled. And then he, like, kept trying to call me, which is even creepier.
I mean, Caroline, I understand. I would have been totally freaked out. I would have even been scared if some dude gave me his underwear in a bag. But
yeah, I definitely thought it was sort of suggestive. Like, here are your leftovers. Come get some more if you want them.
Oh, that's not at all what
I mean,
he meant.
But it makes sense. But it's not what he meant, Caroline.
No, we know for a fact that's not what he
meant. Oh,
was
my gosh.
Well,
how do you know what he meant? I mean, did he tell you guys about it?
Yeah, he told us a little bit about it, but I feel like it would be best coming directly from him.
Yes.
Because he actually is on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
No, wait, he's actually on the other line?
It's
yeah.
not no, weird. We
you,
promise
you've
we would
got,
not do this.
You've got to hear him out. I would not let you talk to some creep who's
yeah.
giving you dirty underwear.
None
I promise.
Would. It's actually okay. really funny.
Andrew, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Caroline.
Hi.
I cannot believe that I made you think that about me. This is a huge misunderstanding. That I in no way was trying to do some weird pervy thing. I swear.
Okay, well then what are you saying you were doing?
Okay, so...
Oh my God, you're so embarrassed and I don't blame you. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, so... You remember on our way to the restaurant when we almost got hit by that truck?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I did some pretty decent maneuvering in the car and we got out of that situation alive.
Real hero. Yeah,
it was a Fast and the Furious type situation and you were Vin Diesel.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
For the assist there. But I am not used to being in that kind of situation and nothing like this has ever happened to me before. But my reaction physically was uncontrollable peeing. So while we were in that situation, I had an accident.
Yeah.
That doesn't explain why you gave me your underwear in a bag.
Yeah, it doesn't still. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, you have to finish that story there, Andrew.
Yeah.
We went to the restaurant. I immediately went to the bathroom. I took those underwear off and I put them in a doggy bag.
Why didn't you throw them away? Gross.
Because they're my lucky underwear. And they're special to me and I didn't want to lose them.
See?
What adult
yeah.
has lucky underwear?
That's what I said,
no,
Caroline.
Excuse
listen,
me.
Listen, all the guys that work on the show have lucky underwear. I didn't believe it either. But
yeah.
they all stand by it.
Are they all like dinosaur themed?
No.
No, mine are checkered.
What?
Plaid, whatever that's called.
Jeffrey, you got skateboards on yours?
No,
you
I say they're,
Ninja
they're all white Calvin Kleins, but that's not
that.
The point. The point is, Caroline, that you weren't meant to get the underwear. It was an accident. That's what I think Andrew was building up towards.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I put my underwear in the doggy bag. You brought your food home. You were supposed to go home with your food. I was supposed to go home with my lucky drawers.
And you were never supposed to find out.
You weren't. And here we are now. And oh. I just, I'd love another chance.
All right.
We
so,
did it. Big weight off our
So we all good now, Caroline?
You get it.
I don't think I believe you. Like,
what?
Let's say that you did, like, exactly what I thought you did, which is this, like, creepy, suggestive gesture. Don't you think that it would be, like, kind of a great way, like, to cover that up by, like, calling a radio station and making up this absurd story.
With the accident, you were in it. You were almost in the accident, right? That really happened.
I mean, I see what you're saying, Carolyn, and I know that we're all jaded out there, but why would he call in and just humiliate himself on the radio? Well, like, that's an embarrassing story.
No, it's less humiliating than being a creeper.
He wet himself and he wears T-Rex underwear. Mm. Like, if he wanted to pull a sexy move, I'm hoping that wouldn't be his underwear of choice.
The whole thing is, we're getting off point here, Caroline. He did not mean for you to get that underwear. That was a total accident. He even sent you a text message telling you not to open it.
And called you.
And you disobeyed him anyway. Now, with that being said, would you like to go on a second date?
That's a bad word.
Pay for it.
Look,
Caroline,
maybe...
you remember me opening the windows after the accident? It was really cold outside, but I had the windows open.
See?
You remember that?
That's true.
And what if he agrees to not wear any underwear on the next date so that way you couldn't get a weird gift from him?
I will do whatever Caroline says, but yes, I can go commando.
Okay. All right, Caroline, come
on.
Just in case. Okay, I will go. But I swear to God, if I get home and any of your articles of clothing have made it into my car, that's that. Don't try calling a radio show to get another date again.
It's fair.
That is a deal.
Okay.
And I want you to know that I think you're a very special person.
Aww.
So you are worth all of this. So let's try to start fresh, and maybe we'll just have a funny story to tell down the line.
All right. Well, successful second date update.
Yay!
Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you, Caroline.
Prove me wrong, right?
Definitely. And Andrew, what you just said before was definitely not creepy at all.
But what part?
Exactly. Moving 92.5.